Unit 5 reading. Emmy was an artist who worked part-time at home making greeting cards. She lived with her husband in a large apartment complex. Across from Emmy's apartment lived two bright little sisters. One was 2, the other 3. While their mother worked, their grandmother looked after them, but she watched television most of the time, so the girls busied themselves elsewhere. They loved to make paper dolls. One day when Emmy's door was open, the sisters noticed that her apartment was full of colorful pencils and paper. From then on, they made it a point to stand by expectantly whenever they saw Emmy entering her apartment, until the day she invited them in. The girls told her about their interest in making paper dolls, and Emmy asked the question they had been waiting to hear. "Would you like to make dolls and doll clothing with the boxes of brightly colored cloth and crayon bits that I have saved?" Overjoyed, the children showed up at Emmy's apartment every day. At first, Emmy just helped out with little things as the girls cut out patterns and watched them play. But soon, at their urging, she joined them on the floor laughing and pretending. Because she was an only child and had no sibling for a playmate, Emmy was fascinated and drawn into the process. After joining in their play, she enjoyed it so much that she spent hours a week for the next year drawing and playing with the children. The year that Emmy spent playing with the sisters before they entered nursery school was transformative for her. Not only did playing with them end her loneliness and mild boredom, it sparked her imagination. Her own artwork began to flourish, and she took up painting, something she hadn't done in years, with success. The greatest surprise, however, was the effect it had on her 10-year marriage. Playing with the children rekindled the playfulness Emmy had once brought to the relationship, and this brought out the playful side of her husband as well, who told Emmy, "You've turned into your old self, the person who I fell in love with."